And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about y'all from Huntsville to Chattanooga, y'all from Tuscaloosa to Gadsden. I'm talking about big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, let's lighten the mood, maybe. Some of this stuff might not lighten the mood, but let's lighten the mood sort of for a minute. You know the deal. Every once in a while, when I'm resourcing the show first thing in the morning, I see a story and go, whew, wow, the wokeness. And then I find another and I go, wow, oh, look at how much woke. I mean, all the woke, we got woke. There's so much woke. And then I realize what I've got is like I'm building an entire buffet, a cornucopia, a veritable plethora, if you will, of wokeness. And I realize it is time for another Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right. So, first of all, I told you that some of these things make you laugh and some make you want to throw your radio. All right. So, here's one that could make you want to throw your radio. So, DEI. I've said on the show multiple times, DEI needs the DIE, right? We just need DEI gone. Like, can we get rid of some DEI? Well, Trump has ordered it. And the state of Alabama, oh, by the way, don't forget, has also ordered it. So, state-funded institutions and schools in Alabama are prohibited from forcing DEI and CRT on their students and or employees. And then, oh, by the way, the federal government just went through the crackdown and you've got offices like at the FBI and others that are closing left and right. Some folks just don't get it. Libs of TikTok, which if you're familiar, Libs of TikTok is a national, they're international really. They've got a huge following. They find the wokeness and they put it out there. Well, a friend of mine.
Oh, but let me just add, they're not actual libs. That's part of the twist there. They're not actual liberals. In case people do, you know, we're not pulling from liberals on TikTok. We're pulling from an account called Liberals on TikTok.
So yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, okay. The account is Libs of TikTok. I didn't know where you were going. Okay,
yeah,
I got
yes,
you.
Yes.
Yeah, and yes, and she's not a lib. She's mocking
yes.
libs.
Yes.
And it started off with lib videos from TikTok, and it just grew.
Yes.
Anyway, the bottom line is this. My friend Amy from Rainbow City texted me this morning with a story, and I realized, man, it's made national news. UAB, the vaunted University of Alabama Birmingham Medical Center, which is a great medical school, by the way. That's the Hirsink School of Medicine, has just announced, and I've got a copy right here in my hands, of the memo sent out from Dr. Anupam Agarwal, who is the Senior Vice President for Medicine and the Dean at the Hirsink School of Medicine. Oh, by the way, telling the staff, hey, shh, don't say anything. But basically, our DEI office, we're just going to change the name. It's going to do the same stuff. It's going to have the same people. It's going to have the same lady who was in charge of it before doing nothing but DEI stuff. Now she's going to be doing nothing but, shh, don't call it DEI. It's like, well, it's about diversity, equity, inclusion, but we're calling it something different. Oh, what are we going to call it? How about this? Here, I'm quoting from the letter. Additionally, it says, to comply with federal and state law, the efforts of the Hirsink School of Medicine's Office for Diversity and Inclusion will now align with Dr. Dilworth's new office, the Office of Access and Engagement. God almighty. And its purpose and initiatives to broadly serve all students, faculty, and staff. K, that's right here at home, man. That's in Red State, Alabama. Right here at home. Red State, Alabama.
And I hope Steve Marshall and KIV, this catches their attention.
Yeah, I hope so too. Christopher Rufo on the national level responded to that and said the Department of Education has terminated its DEI council, withdrawn its equity action plan, canceled 2.6 million of DEI contracts, placed all DEI staffers on leave effective immediately, and there's more to come. And yet UAB goes, shh, here's a memo, just so you know, we just changed the name. Yeah, that's right here in Alabama. All right, let's you think Hollywood's going to get it now that Trump has these liaisons to Hollywood? What, John Voight, Mel Gibson, and
Sylvester
Stallone. Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to like start seeing themselves the way we see them, the Hollywood folks?
Maybe. At least
Is it
so.
Possible?
I think we're trending in that direction.
Have you ever heard of a movie called Emilia Perez?
Mm-mm.
Neither have I.
Mm-mm.
It's sweeping the Academy Awards. It's wearing it out. Pray tell, what could it be about? Well, let's see. It's nominated for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Supporting Actress, Best Adapted Screenplay, Best Original Score, Best Makeup and Hairstyling, Best Cinematography, Best Sound, Best Original Song, Best Film Editing, and Best International Feature. JP, what could it be about?
Transgender.
Yep. How'd you know?
I figured.
Yeah. Just so you know, by the way, the nomination for Academy Award for Best Actress, wait for it, is a dude.
No.
They cannot read the room, man.
Nope.
Nobody cares about this movie. Nobody likes this movie except the people who want to give an award to a transgender.
It's a self-licking ice cream cone.
Daily Wire has the story. Emilia Perez, the movie, the star's name is Carla Sofia Gascon, became the first trans-identifying person in history to be nominated for an Academy Award as the committee announced the nominees on Thursday morning. So yesterday it was announced Gascon, 52, is actually a dude who will be up for the Oscar for Best Actress. This makes great sense. So basically you've got Cynthia Erivo from Wicked, Mikey Madison from Anora, Demi Moore from Substance, and Fernanda Torres. Demi Moore is the only female name in there that I even recognize. And she's like 70. Anyway.
Maybe Mel Gibson and them can crack down on this somehow. So,
yeah. It's just, you look at this and go, okay, the narrative follows, what is this, the same movie? No. The narrative follows, okay, here it is. Here's the storyline. You ready? Wait for it. Brace yourself. Figure out your best sound effect for this, because you're going to have a sound effect. The narrative follows a Mexican drug cartel leader who fakes his own death in order to undergo gender transition surgery and live a new life. In the movie Emilia Perez, which then insists on reuniting with his family while disguised as a distant female relative following the gender reassignment surgery. Because, well played, sir. Well played. All right. One of my favorite international politicians, yours too, Pierre Poilievre out of Canada. Pierre Poilievre has been known to just make the press feel awkward. Why? Because he doesn't put up with their crap. He doesn't yell at them. He just gives them a look like, why would you ask that? And then ask them a question in response to their inane questions. Pierre Poilievre just went on. It's very likely that he could be the next prime minister of Canada. He is the Conservative Party leader for Canada. He is also known for his exceptional skills in making liberal reporters just like eat it during a press conference. Got a great story about him on townhall.com, but I thought better than that, why don't we do this? Why don't we just play a soundbite? You got that soundbite? This is audio clip. I'm calling up audio clip number one out of Dipper 3's section there. Pierre Poilievre is asked, well, you know, Donald Trump, he declared there will only be two genders, and how do you feel about that, and would you go with that? And let's listen to his discussion here. Go ahead.
First day on the job, President Trump signed an executive order, the U.S. government only recognizing two genders, male, female. They're unchangeable. You know, if elected as prime minister, is that something that you're going to kind of walk in line with, or what are your feelings on that executive order?
Well, I don't know. Do you have any other genders that you'd like to name?
Me personally?
Yes.
I'm just asking more so if you're in line with what he is saying. Do you agree with what he's saying? Is that something that you would be lockstep with if elected as prime minister?
Well, I'm not aware of any other genders than men and women. I mean, if you have any other that you want me to consider, you're welcome to tell me right now.
Well, there's personally, I am a man. I am a, as okay. people say, cis man. There are people there who, you know, they say they're gender neutral.
Well,
you are a man.
Well,
yes. There are people there who say they're gender neutral. Yeah. They say they're gender neutral. They're a trans person. Is that something that you would recognize here? Whereas in the States, at least with their U.S. government, the way they're seeing it, there's only two.
I'm only aware of two. But I mean, if you come up with another list, then you're welcome to do that, but I'm aware of two. And as far as I'm concerned, we should have a government that just minds its own damn business and leaves people alone.
First.
You know what? What do we have to do to get him elected? I mean,
I think it's coming.
I'd go knock on doors in Canada to be able to have his sound bites played on this show on a regular basis.
I mean, obviously, I don't live in Canada or have any connection to Canada, but just from afar, I feel like sort of the vibe shift like we felt from Trump in this past election. I feel the same thing in Canada. I think everybody's fed up and tired of the same old, same old.
I think it's true. I think it started with the push from the Freedom Convoy a few years ago, and it's moved its way forward. And that and listen, I think this guy's becoming a folk hero too. By the way, the way he disarms the media like that, like you couldn't see the video. If you haven't seen it, go to townhall.com. Take a look at the article. The embed of the video clip is in the story, and he's got this dry. I mean, the guy can play poker.
He's very confident and lets them tie themselves in their own knot.
And then just sits back and you can see there's always this little glint in his eye. He's enjoying himself, and it works. All right, hey, one more story before the break. I got to tell you, and JP, you got a picture for this one?
I do.
This is all right. This is big doings. not really. It's fun though. I got a picture. JP, go ahead and put it up on the screen. So if you're watching the live stream right now on YouTube or on our website or on X or wherever else where Right Side Media also live streams its show off the radio, JP's putting a picture up right now. This is very controversial. This is very serious. This is a breach of decorum. Can they do this? I don't know if they can do this. There it is. Oh, it's awesome. You got a group of firefighters in Evanston, Illinois. Just dudes working in the firehouse. Waiting on the next, you know, the bell to sound so they can slide down the pole and get on the truck and go do the thing they do. And Trump got elected, and every one of them brought a Trump mask to work. And they got a picture of themselves all sitting around in their chairs with their Trump masks on. It's caused quite the stir. It's called Evanston, Illinois. Okay, this is Illinois. Just keep that in mind. This is the home of Chicago. This is the state where Governor Pritzker is, you know, in office. This is where... The politics are awful. You got it. It's to the point now that the fire chief, Paul Polip of Evanston, is writing a letter to the mayor apologizing for this incident, he calls it.
This graphic photo.
This awful thing. It's got these firemen sitting around. And by the way, the picture is hilarious. He says, we're taking immediate steps to ensure that all involved understand the seriousness of the matter and that corrective actions will be implemented. Correct what? What are they going to correct? Don't wear a Trump mask. Why? I think if you can burn a flag and call it freedom of speech, you can put on a friggin' Trump mask and call it freedom of speech.
Well, I think they can like hit them with a wand, like zap. You're no longer conservative. There you go. You can't make these guys change their opinions.
Well, I will say this: the fire chief, in response to the spokesperson for the city, said. They understand that, quote, no employee while on compensated time shall intentionally use any city property or resources in connection with any campaign or political activity. Well, there you have it. A Trump mask and a picture on Instagram is now absolutely political.
I wonder if they had a Joe Biden mask, if they would do anything.
No. Friggin' no. Can they wear a Brandon Johnson, mayor of Chicago, mask? That'd be great. I mean,
it'd be all over the news of like, look at these awesome firemen.
Of course, if they did that, they'd be accused of wearing blackface. So yes, that would be sure. That'd be really bad. All right, that's it. Let's go ahead and take a break right now. We'll come right back. Last break of the day on a Friday afternoon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like... Man, making common sense like a superpower. Got a bunch of text messages, and a bunch of y'all are telling me the same thing, too. Yeah, I'm aware. I just saw recently, just a little while ago, actually, that 1819 News just put up an article that talks about the fact that the city of Huntsville has apparently rebranded its DEI department. Like, I mean, listen, I like Mayor Battle. I think he's done great things for the city, but Mayor, you got to get a hold of this. You got to get a hold of it now. You better get ahead of this message because right now we're looking on the outside in saying that's a DEI office and you know it is. So how about you not? That would be great.
Yeah, I always give him the benefit of the doubt, but like I look at it and I'm like, is this not the same thing that we just saw UAB did?
Yeah.
It's like, how is this any different?
It's that kind of subterfuge does not go over real well. When people know why they sent their legislature to Montgomery to pass certain laws and they can see the same thing happening from D.C. that they asked for at the national level. And oh, by the way, we all want it that way, and you know what trouble it brings, and then the mayor's going to go, let's just call it a different name. Listen, get a hold of it, Mayor. Got to. Thomas from Athens says, I have to suspend disbelief where cartels make billions, and some of that money doesn't make it into a legit lobbying organization to dissuade legislators, or maybe. I mean, maybe, Thomas, I don't know. I can't say for a fact, but I can tell you this. They were just named terrorist organizations, so there's that. Stephen from Athens says, City of Huntsville recently. Yeah, there you go, City of Huntsville. They named their DEI office the Office of Multicultural Affairs. That is such a poor rebrand.
Well, I saw Battle's quote was something about how they've had this since 2013 and that it does a bunch of other yada, yada, yada.
It doesn't matter.
That old stuff.
It doesn't matter.
That's sort of his reasoning behind it.
Well, it doesn't matter. We passed the law just a couple years ago, right? Or maybe it was last year, actually. So that's what matters.
Yeah.
You can say we've had something else for the last 40 years, but as soon as it became illegal, you stop. John from Brownsboro says, did Mayor Randall Woodfin attend UAB? I sense a trend. I don't know. That's a good question. Where did he go to school? You checking that out?
Yeah.
I think he went to Miles College. But no, yeah, I know Wandling Gavan did.
He went to Morehouse.
He went to Morehouse. Okay. Wandling Gavan went to Miles College. He went to Morehouse. Okay. Casey from Huntsville checking in saying, City of Huntsville. Yep, there it is. City of Huntsville again. Renamed it. What a great audience. Y'all keeping me straight. Brian S. from Huntsville says, liberals keep telling us, as in the case of the Oscars, that they believe that the best women were born male. Isn't that amazingly insulting to women? You'd think. I mean, why aren't there female actors going, like, for instance, okay, Demi Moore is the only name I can remember in that whole group right there. Demi Moore, I'd be going, if I lose to a dude, when I finally got a nomination for an Academy Award, if I lose to a dude, it's going to be game on.
But then when they nominate a dude, he's pretty much guaranteed a win, because if you don't put him the winner, then you're transphobic. And
oh my gosh.
It's like he gets nominated, he pretty much wins because they're all scared to not vote for him.
Mike from Huntsville says, and in Arizona, they just found asylum seekers with 10,000 rounds of 50 caliber. Oh, really? I had not heard that. If you have a link to that story, Mike, send it to me. Dorothy from Elkmont says, use the toilet flush sound effect, please. Do we have one?
We don't. We can invest in one.
I think we need to look into that.
Yeah.
I could see that being a good one. Dorothy, thank you. TL from Huntsville says, here's an image from HuntsvilleAlabama.gov, and there it is. City votes to rename the DEI. Oh, it just flat out says it. City votes to rename DEI to Multicultural Affairs. They didn't even pretend. We're going to rename it. I bet all the staff's there. I bet their SOPs are still on the shelf.
Yeah. I mean, you got to call balls and strikes, you know.
And then Marie from Madison says this, Phil, I work for a government agency in Huntsville, and we were given direction to report anyone who tried to hide their DEI activities using coded or vague language. We were told that if we were aware of a change in contracts or job descriptions trying to disguise the connection to DEI initiatives or activities, we were to report them. We were given an email and told there would be no adverse consequences for timely reporting the information. The memo also stated that failure to report the information within a specified time frame could result in adverse consequences. That's legit. Is that music playing? Am I done? Wow. And then Gray Falcon came in and said heterosexuals need to define the term cis as hate speech and beat them at their own game. Perfect. All right, listen, you guys have an amazing weekend. Stay warm. Don't forget there are more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you Monday.